What's up, everybody? Welcome to Real News We Made Up. My co-host right here, Vinny Fastline, is here. And basically, every single podcast, we bring to you two of the most absurd news stories we could find. And then we also write two news stories of our own and ask our guests to try and figure out which is real and which is fake. Right now, we're batting 50-50, right? Based on our so far.
Yeah.
50% success ratio so far. The winners, if you guys one wins, you guys get a prize.
What?
And yeah, we got a sweet fake news button here, dude.
Oh yeah,
Amazon.
That's when it's official. When you
this
tap
is official.
Button.
When you got a button and you know it's fake news, you guys smack this bad boy right here.
Bam! I can't wait to lose that.
Doesn't even work. Doesn't have batteries.
No.
Told you I can't wait. To lose.
Busted, dude. Real news.
You know what they call me?
So
it's all yours, Olivia.
Fake news debunker.
Debunker. We'll do it for next episode. All right. So you want to introduce our first guest?
Yeah. Your last name is Sway, right?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So I've been saying it wrong for a while.
What were you saying?
Sway.
Oh, at least you weren't like saying Leonard or
Sway.
Leonard.
I don't know. Sway.
Yeah. Well, Olivia Sway is here. I think you're most well known right now for being on Smosh.
Yes.
Nice.
Which has been a cool thing for me to watch.
Oh, you
do? Well, yeah. I mean, I was with you when you got the audition.
You were.
Yeah. Like, I knew you from audition days.
See how fast she forgot about you.
Yeah.
No.
Rose to the top and I'm gone.
Wow. I totally forgot. Wow. This is awesome.
Yeah. We were old Vine buddies.
Yeah, we were. But I didn't know, like, you were. And then I remember it because I was like, oh, what character should I do at this audition? And then you were helping me. I totally remember now.
Yeah.
Our other guest here today, I'm going to introduce as well, one of my good friends. I respect him a hell.
Just met him.
Just met him for the first time. Ian Edwards, everybody. You got to check him out. One of the funniest comedians in the world, this guy. And I'm not saying that bias-wise. This guy is hilarious. Big-time writer, big-time actor.
Money under the table right now.
Can we talk about where you were this past weekend and then where you are right now and how big of a difference that is?
Come on, man. I just told you it was just a show in front of 23,000 people.
Jeez.
It's
wow.
No big deal. It's just what we do, you know what I'm saying?
Just 23,000.
Just 23,000 people in a dome. I mean, come on.
God,
we've all done that.
That's all of us. That's amazing.
She's killing it on Smosh.
No, I'm not in front of 23,000 people in a dome.
You guys got to check out Ian's comedy special on Comedy Central, presented by Bill Burr. Ian talks.
Yeah,
and you also need to check. Yeah. I mean, he's so many different. I mean, your list of credits is incredible, bro.
Yeah, I mean, all I really care about now is the special.
Yeah,
let's go to comedycentral.com, put in Ian Talk, Bill Burr presents, and it's right there.
Yeah,
you can just watch it for free.
Yeah, that's amazing,
that's
man.
Awesome.
I was at the live taping. It was absolutely incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
awesome.
Fun.
So fun.
Thanks for coming on our podcast, man. This is amazing.
Great to meet you.
Good to meet you.
I love your last name, by the way, Sway.
Yeah, I love that you're like, I don't know, you're so cool.
See, I don't think she'll forget me the way she forgot you.
True. I mean, you didn't have a special on Comedy Central,
and
so.
I didn't do a show for
23,000 people.
23 people at that time.
Man.
So.
Wow.
So you just told me what your dad does. That's goddamn amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't affect me at all. So I guess.
How can you make it affect you? Come on, Dad, do something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just helped him out.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend.
Yeah,
I'm forgettable on this podcast.
Oh wait,
come on,
guys! I forgot I was here. Damn it, I'm on the podcast.
You guys have met before?
We have not met. We did just meet in the. I thought we met.
Awkward for me.
Or you thought we met it before, but I don't know. Have we? Where at?
Vinny, you should say. Tell her where you met.
Just make,
so that she can feel bad about forgetting you.
You make up a story and see if she believes
it. I should do that to everybody.
Yeah. Is this fake news coming from
me? Yeah. I can't believe it. Remember we hung out for Thanksgiving and everything? You came over to my house. I made a turkey.
You saved her life. She choked.
Yeah, I was choking.
I saved your life. Yeah. You were choking on that chicken bone, remember?
That chicken bone. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Doesn't remember. I'm not memorable, guys. All right. So what we're gonna do is, do you want to read your news stories first?
Yeah. So, well, I think right off the bat, just to kind of give you guys a taste of what we can find on the internet, we found a really absurd news story that's real. We're just gonna tell you it's real right now. Mm-hmm. Just so I just feel like this is something that everyone should know about. This is pretty bizarre that this is happening, and it didn't really make any major headlines at all. It was like buried on Reddit when I found it. This is just a real thing that's happening in the world. That I'm curious to see what you guys think about. So, the world's first ever human-monkey hybrid has been grown in a lab in China.
way.
It's a real story. It's 100% real. Like, I have the link and everything. This is a real story.
So it runs on gas and electricity?
So, yeah. So scientists have successfully formed a hybrid human-monkey embryo, with the experiment taking place in China to avoid legal issues. And the researchers were led by scientists Juan Carlos, spliced together the genes to grow a monkey with human cells. It is said that the creature could have been grown and been born, but scientists aborted the process, and the team was made up of members from various institutes around the world, and they genetically modified the embryos. They basically project that the experiment is very promising. The team hasn't published their findings, but confirmed the hybrid. We are now trying not only to move forward and continue experimenting with human cells and rodent and pig cells, but also with non-human primates. And then the scientist that is working on this is also responsible for creating the first ever human pig hybrid in 2017.
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. You're telling us this story.
This is not real.
To throw us off.
This is true.
So that when you get into the real shit, you know when you lost me? When you said the lead scientist was Juan Carlos.
Yeah. I was like, me too. I was like, come on.
Lead scientist Juan. Okay. So no. Yeah. So he basically did his experiments in Spain.
That's in that those sexy guys. This is true.
It's Juan Carlos. I couldn't say his last name. I skipped over his last name.
Is that the most interesting man in the world? We have a link for this.
Yeah, this is a real story. And
you should put that up.
He did the experiment in Spain with a pig, and then he couldn't do it in Spain, so he moved over to China because
and
the
did
laws.
It with a monkey.
Yeah, and then so basically he's saying
it's true.
They're also experimenting with creating human birds with rats and mice, and hoping to develop transplantable hearts, eyes, and pancreases.
Uh-huh.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Dude, not believable anymore these days. Like, I hear the craziest shit, and it's all believable. Yeah. But
I'm confused. So he's making a monkey hybrid?
Yeah, so the ultimate goal is to create a human organ that could be transplanted, because you can't just, like, create humans just to manifest organs. Mm-hmm. But if you hybrid the human with the monkey, then technically it's a non-existent species that could grow the organ.
You could kill it and take the organ
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Son.
So that's why it's like only in China can they do it.
See that Hollywood movie coming.
Yeah. Dude, it's on its way, man. Shit. They're doing anything to keep us alive.
I'm really confused.
Nobody wants to die anymore.
Yeah, that's why we started off with this one, to really...
They want to live forever.
Okay,
we wanted to give you the most bizarre story right off the bat.
Just to show you that, like... We thought this was gonna be difficult to find stories. Not at all. Like, we've been finding insane news stories left and right that are true, and then it's so easy to write crazy news story titles because they're both crazy.
Like, so why is the news like always about the same thing, as if they can't find stories and there's stories out there?
I think it's insane because all they want, people listen to bullshit they hate, like politics.
Maybe,
like,
when they find those stories, they're like, this is too crazy. We can't put this on the news.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that if there was a news channel that did nothing but these news stories, that'd be the channel that I'd watch. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever go to, like, Drudge Report? Drudge Report always has those weird ones.
Oh, I haven't been on there in a minute. They still do that? Oh, shit. Yeah, they do.
They always have those weird-ass ones. I found the first story from Drudge Report, actually.
Oh, really?
What was it?
The first one was our first episode. We had the real one and the fake one. You could pick which one you think. American Airlines lands plane because passenger refuses to stop doing pull-ups. Second news story Florida man arrested for installing and using toilet on roof of his house to upset his neighbors. So which one do you think is true? Which one's fake?
Florida, because there's always Floridians are doing some crazy shit all the time.
The passenger one's true. There was a guy that was on the American Airlines passenger. He was a passenger. He just kept doing pull-ups, and they're like, "Sir, can you stop?" And he wouldn't stop, so they landed the plane.
That just slipped by. But did you just say you just assumed it was a Korean man on the roof of the house?
A Floridian man.
Oh, Floridian. I thought you said Korean. I was like,
it did sound Korean, but I heard it say Florida.
Anytime you put Florida man, it's believable.
It's always believable. Yeah. You're Floridian.
We could have started this with Florida man. I know. We all would have believed it a whole lot.
I know. We should just put every story Florida man.
Yeah, seriously.
It should just be the name of the podcast.
You want to do your news stories first or me?
Florida man. No, Let's have you fire off first.
All right. Yeah. Okay. You guys ready for this?
So you're gonna tell two stories.
I'm gonna tell two stories. Wait till I finish reading them, and then you guys tell me which one you think is real.
And we can ask you questions.
You can ask us questions. You can ask questions.
When the first one's over, you can ask questions. That's why you don't have to remember.
Right. Remember everything.
Right. 5 minutes worth.
We need like jury notepads and
I mean, we can probably get
interrogation, man.
Yeah. On the spotlight.
Last time, Jamie Kennedy and Jackie Tone were like. They were trying to manipulate us. They were trying to figure out. She's like, I know Vinny. He would write a news story. Like, so not only were they thinking about this story, but they're trying to figure out, which one would Vinny write?
That is a good way.
It was poker for them. They were like watching our eyebrows and like if I moved my lip the wrong way.
Don't tell them that. Wait till I'm done reading.
Oh yeah, that's happening right now.
All right, here we go.
First, how do I know she's real? You know what I'm saying? That she's not set up.
This
could all be fake.
Yeah.
How does she know I'm real?
Whitney Cummings, second robot, right here.
Right here. Mm-hmm.
All right,
from
here
Florida.
We go. Two news stories. First one. Here's the headline. Ready? Theft of $1.2 million in fajitas results in 50-year prison sentence. That's the headline. So here comes the story. A former Juvenile Justice Department employee from Texas was sentenced Friday to 50 years in prison after being convicted of stealing $1.2 million in fajitas with county funds. It was selfish. It started small and got bigger and out of control, Escamilla said while testifying. It got to the point where I couldn't control it anymore. Last year, Cameron County authorities arrested Escamilla after learning he had been accepting deliveries of fajitas for 9 years, even though the detention center's kitchen didn't offer the food item on its menu. During the investigation, officers searched his house and found packages of stolen food in his refrigerator. Officials said he stole more than $1.2 million worth of fajita orders and delivered them to his own customers. The district attorney asked the judge to sentence Escamilla to 50 years and send a strong message that theft by public servants will result in a long prison sentence. Escamilla was reportedly allowed a brief moment to say goodbye to his family. Story number one.
All right. So he works in a detention center in a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he accepted deliveries for fajitas.
Mm-hmm. With county funds.
And then what did he do with them?
He brought them to his house and then sold them privately to his own customers that he found. Hmm.
And they gave him 50 years.
50 years.
And he's Latino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got any questions?
You got any questions?
I don't know, like... Every time you said $1.2 million worth of fajitas, I'm like, this is so absurd.
I know.
Wait, million dollars or pesos?
No, million. US.
Million.
USD.
US dollars.
USD. How much is a fajita?
Exactly.
60 cents.
Yeah.
60 cents? So we're basically talking about two and a half million fajitas.
Where are you eating fajitas at 60 cents?
How many years did he do this for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it a year?
I don't know. Whether we made it up or it's
nine years.
Or it's true.
Nine years. Oh, okay. All right.
So two and a half, if it's 60 cents, it's basically 2.5 million fajitas in 9 years.
Can we look up how much is a fajita?
Sure. Yeah. I'll
look up. I thought.
We could, how much is a fajita?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what restaurant you're going to.
If you're going to Chipotle.
I know I go to El Compadre. They charge me a good old $20 for fajitas. They come out on a sizzling platter.
Oh, I thought it was like, can I add a fajita as a side? They're like, all right, 60 cents.
No, I guess it depends. I don't know how much. What do you think his markup was on fajitas?
He's getting them for
$5 and then
how
just.
How do you Google
fajitas?
Average cost of fajitas.
That's hilarious, dude.
How much does a fajita cost?
Yeah.
$7.99
For fajita meat. For marinated fajita.
That's probably what he got. He got the whole package for $7.99.
Yeah, $7.99.
That sounds about right.
So he was getting meat or?
He was getting the whole fajita package.
He was getting the whole fajita package. That's what we're gonna operate under that assumption.
Yeah.
Who's buying all this fajita? You can make this at your
pick
own
that one.
House.
How much does a fajita cost?
This one right here?
No, bottom.
A blow.
That one right there.
$10.
Per pound. Yeah, so it's the meats. It's basically per pound.
I mean, I'm sure this guy was selling more than just fajita. He probably had the shell at least.
Have none of us just bought a fajita before?
You get a good old Applebee's, you get the fajitas. They're $20.
All right.
So this guy was making some cash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I just want you guys to know, you're not gonna get away with this at all.
Okay. I love this dude. All right. Here comes the next headline. Ready? Furniture storefront discovered after accidentally selling mattress filled with 50 kilograms of cocaine. Here we go. Popular furniture store outlet in Phoenix, Arizona has been shut down by FBI after a bewildering discovery that the store was trafficking significantly large amounts of cocaine. 911 received a call early Friday morning from a young couple that claimed that their newly delivered mattress contained what they believed to be small packages filled with drugs. They stated to the Phoenix PD that their new beds felt Set felt incredibly uncomfortable and as if the springs had been replaced with wood blocks. They flipped the mattress over to find it was poorly sewn shut, where they made the discovery. The FBI confiscated 50 packages from within the mattress. Later that day, the FBI and DEA executed a successful raid on the furniture outlet that led to the confiscation of an estimated 1,000 kilograms of cocaine and the arrest of 14 people, three of which were known El Coyote members. FBI continues to investigate as to how long the operation has been ongoing. The couple says they have since purchased a new mattress from an online store that they also declined the witness protection program. So you got two crazy ass news stories.
I can say that you can definitely go and be a news reporter.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man, I'm bad at reading.
The adjectives.
Oh, what news story am I going to be?
You could definitely work for Fox News with this.
Yeah,
story.
Yeah. Only Fox News.
Shit.
I already have my decision.
Oh, really?
I made my decision.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, let's get out the button.
You don't want to ask him any questions?
No, nope, yeah, I already know.
Get the buzzer.
Okay,
out.
I mean.
We got to get this. We'll make a noise for it.
You can pick your story and then whack your button or.
So,
you know,
a couple. Let me just ask a question.
Yeah, ask some questions. Yeah,
of course.
So, a couple bought a mattress from a mattress store.
Mm-hmm.
They try to fuck on it and it's mad uncomfortable. Right?
Wood
yeah.
blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wood blocks. And they're like, all right, this mattress is actually making our sex worse. Right? So then they flip it over and to try to fuck on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Maybe we fucked up. Maybe this is the wrong side.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It happens.
Okay. It happens, right? Who knows what side up is? It's not like a shirt with the tag is on the inside, right?
You don't know what side these days.
You don't know what side, right.
Because reversible mattresses.
Those mechanical beds and they had it somehow upside
down.
It's not me, baby. It's the mattress.
So they flip it over. And and what was the name of the store?
I don't think they mentioned the store. No, there's no store.
Popular Furniture Outlet.
Yeah, they didn't mention the store.
But it's in Phoenix.
Mm.
Popular Furniture Outlet.
Which is near the Mexican border.
Yeah,
so you can traffic. It's trafficable distance of drugs.
Uh-huh.
Flip it over and they see that it's
sewn again,
but it's just as uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And they see that it's sewn together badly. So they open it up, take out a few packs of cocaine, hide them, then call the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I hope is what they did.
Me too.
I hope these people weren't stupid.
And probably improve their sex life dramatically.
Yeah, yeah. So like this bed is going to give us back our sex life, whether in a traditional way or not.
Right. Oh, man.
Then they call the cops, and then the cops come.
Mm-hmm.
They take what they want out of cocaine out of it, and then report the rest, and then go down to the mattress store.
Hell yeah.
And then, okay. Yeah. I've made my decision.
You made your decision?
Yeah. I made my decision.
All right.
All right. State what story, and then hit your button.
The cocaine bed story
is
fake news.
Fake news.
And then you, sir?
Thank you.
Fake news. That would be the sound it makes.
What was the first one again?
Fajita.
Fajitas.
$1.2 million in
the fajita story is fake news.
Ooh.
Hey, what did you...
Wait, should we show the clip?
Yeah, yeah. But I just remember him saying something earlier about, like, what did he say earlier about, like, you would never... What? Huh?
Oh, yeah. He's
never
not...
Never what?
Huh?
What did he say?
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. What story is the true one? And ladies and gentlemen, it's there.
It's there. Yeah, I got it.
Fajitas is the true real news.
Okay.
Bam, 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 bam. How crazy is this shit, dude?
I think we have a video.
Sorry, how does this go under the radar?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand how, like, the world doesn't know that some guy stole $1.2 million in fajitas, man.
The video was in a different...
The thing is, this cocaine story sounds like it could be true, but...
I feel like you made up a story... based off a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've heard stories like this before. Yeah.
I think that the manufacturing company, it would never work out because the manufacturing company would never, they have to, like, regulate all their stuff going out
first. But I felt the drugs was placed there by the furniture store.
Yeah.
Not the manufacturers. Like, the furniture store is a... And then, you know what it was?
So
that really made me believe the first story? he got mad nervous when I started asking him questions. About and it was that more than anything else. He started stuttering. He's like, what about, you know, fajitas, you know?
Oh, man. So then, we did last episode, we did, I did try to, Jackie was doing the same thing to me. And then, so for the second story, I kind of threw her off. Because she's like, you got so excited. So I got so excited on the second time. Yeah, and then so, she's like, ah, so the debunking.
You were getting nervous. So then I just clung to that.
What got me was that the second story lacked source. Ooh. There was no name. The other guy was like Detective Escobuela. Yeah. And then this one was like, there was no name at all. No name of the furniture store. No name of the couple. No name of the detective. And then you had a follow-up. Like, there was a follow-up at the end saying, oh, and then they proceeded to another furniture store. Or they went on to an online. Like, who follows up like that?
Damn.
All right. I left the breadcrumbs. And
by the way. This is the superstar writing the stories too.
Yeah, I write them.
Well, next time you can improve because I knew. Damn. I was like,
I did that on purpose.
I think you did pretty good.
You did what on purpose?
They went on to buy a mattress online.
Yeah, but that's like,
and declined the witness protection program.
Yeah, that was also the weird part. Mm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You can't decline
that's better witness than going off Vinny's nervousness.
He was nervous.
Yeah. He was nervous, man. I don't like being interrogated when I'm lying.
I gotta watch.
You're terrible at telling the truth. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, he seemed more nervous in the first story.
For the first story. That's why I was like, the first story.
No, I'm bad at reading.
The fake one.
Yes. I used to be punked. Remember when they when you were a kid, they were like, stand up and read in front of the class? I hate that.
I hated that too.
That's why I like stand up, where you're just like, hey, I could just say whatever the fuck I want. That's amazing.
Here's your
That looks delicious.
This is your
damn. How much was this guy selling fajitas for? Was it worth it, dude?
That's life. That's life in prison for 50 years.
Yeah.
Can we turn up the volume on this?
Yeah.
50 years and. Wow.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Yeah,
that's a harsh one.
And the reason why I did believe it, besides your nervousness, is because he's Latin. Mm. And I was like, that's like a nigga sentence. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is definitely a sentence that
shit,
you give a minority.
Damn. You know what I mean? Damn. He should only got 25?
Nah, not even that.
That's
his own purpose.
This guy does not deserve to go to prison for.
He made beautiful food.
Man, he sold food.
The thing is, he stole $1.2 million, which means how much did he sell them for? Because, like, what is the markup? Cancer screening for
people, right? You don't think the counties take.
He shouldn't have pulled up to his job in a Bentley to go to work. You know,
no, he always showed up to office with sour cream. Everyone's like, what the fuck? You want to do your stories?
Yeah. I can read mine.
Okay.
Can't wait.
We got the fake news button. Hold on, let me press it. Bam, 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 bam.
You guys are one right, one wrong.
All
right. So, let's see.
Oh, wait,
that's the original story. Okay, here we go. These are the two stories. Headline number one, fake Walgreens pharmacist alleged to have filled 750,000 prescriptions. The California Pharmacy Board alleges that from November 2006 to September 2017, fake pharmacist Kim Thien Lee filled nearly 750,000 prescriptions at three Walgreens in the region using the pharmacy license number of a person with a similar name. She also advised patients, administered vaccinations, and supervised other staff. Lee had once had a pharmacy technician license, but it expired in 2008. Officials say it isn't clear whether Walgreens ever attempted to review her credentials. It literally is a matter of life and death, the reporters, he said. Some of those medication profiles are extremely complicated, and so there can be real patient harm that results from someone who's not qualified or not licensed acting as a pharmacist. When confronted with the fact that the two license numbers she had claimed as her own belonged to other people, Lay said, "Me and my son would be very grateful if you could just forget about this. I will pay whatever fine," and promised she would not be coming back to work as a pharmacist. A hearing date has not yet been set.
She's like, just don't give me fajita time. Jesus.
Yeah.
You had names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Random. Ooh. The son? Me and my son? Where'd the son come from?
Yeah. Me and my son would be very grateful if you could just forget about this.
Can you read it again?
The whole thing?
Yeah, because I need to find the motive for this.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. You're going to find.
Debunking.
Oh, you know what? That's a good. Huh.
We haven't had anybody ask us to read it again. Well, we've only done it once.
Yeah. But. No, you're looking for the motive. Interesting. Damn. Okay, here we go. All right. The California Pharmacy Board alleges that from November 2006 to September 2017, fake pharmacist Kim Thien Le filled nearly 750,000 prescriptions at three Walgreens in the region using the pharmacy license number of a person with a similar name. She also advised patients, administered vaccinations, and supervised other staff. Le had once had a pharmacy technician license, but it expired in 2008. Officials say it isn't clear whether Walgreens ever attempted to review her her credentials. It literally is a matter of life and death, he said. Some of those medication profiles are extremely complicated, and so there can be real patient harm that results from someone who's not qualified or not licensed acting as a pharmacist. When confronted with the fact that the two license numbers she had claimed as her own belonged to other people, Le said, "Me and my son would be very grateful if you could just forget about this. I will pay whatever fine and promise she would not be coming back to work as a pharmacist. A hearing date has not yet been set."
When did she get arrested?
Wow.
I'm assuming it said until, it doesn't say.
2006 to when?
It was 2006 to 2017 that she was working as a fake pharmacist.
No, but she had her license until 2008.
It expired in 2008. So what's the motive? I mean, is
she probably was lazy and she wanted, she was like,
It sounded like she just didn't renew her license.
She just didn't renew her license and she's like, oh, this one's, I don't know.
But how does, so she's a Walmart, what?
Walgreens. Pharmacist.
Yeah.
Pharmacist.
Yes.
So then she.
700,000 prescriptions between the time of 2008.
But she was working for Walgreens this whole time while she did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it says that it's unclear whether Walgreens ever attempted to review her credentials.
So she just was in the Walgreens working without renewing her license. And so they kept her hired and paid her.
I believe it. I believe this one. You know why?
Why?
Because Walgreens is sketch.
Yeah, they look like
Back to our
company.
Corporate they're sponsor, Walgreens. We thank you so much.
No, they are a little bit sketch.
They just closed 200
because
stores.
Because they almost bought Theranos.
What's Theranos?
Yeah, Theranos?
What is Theranos?
It's that woman who had the blood testing stuff. And they were going to give her like millions of dollars for her blood testing thing. And they had no basis. There was no proof that it worked. And they were like, yeah, let's have this. In
I
our,
have no idea what you're
she
talking
made
about.
Yeah,
up.
I don't know it either.
Wait, someone made up a fake blood testing system that Walgreens almost purchased?
Walgreens had testing centers Yeah.
How much were they going to buy that for? And did they buy it?
No, because they realized, well, there were like some testing centers at some local, at some random Walgreens that they were just like doing like a beta, like, I don't know, thing at. And they were giving out fake prescriptions. Like they were giving out wrong prescriptions to patients because the blood testing machine didn't work.
Wow.
What happened to that woman?
She is she's
in politics
now. She's a court date,
now.
Like... pretty soon, I think.
How recently was this?
Pretty recent.
And I think she had investor money.
She had a lot. She got everybody. Like, she was the most... Well, this is fake news now. I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? I'm just making up a story right now.
She brought in a story.
I got you guys.
They both
damn.
Put us in boots right now.
No, you can listen to the podcast. It's called The Dropout. It's really good.
Wow.
It's about her.
Elizabeth Holmes. That's the woman.
That's the woman.
That's the woman?
Yeah.
And she has her own podcast?
No. They
from inside prison?
No, she's not in prison yet.
Got it.
She's out there scamming. She's out in Silicon Valley scamming.
She's still operating.
She's still trying to get some money.
She's the Fire Festival guy of pharmaceuticals.
That's who they were comparing her to.
Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Of blood.
Look her up. It's very interesting.
Throwing blood drives all
over
town.
She's crazy.
Have you guys seen that documentary, Fire Festival?
Yeah. I saw both of them. Yeah.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
I'm glad the festival failed so that we could have such amazing entertainment. You know,
people told me there's two. There's one on Hulu and one on Netflix.
Yeah.
And the Hulu one's better? Or no? Or what?
I like the Netflix one.
I like them both. Man.
I like them both.
Yeah.
Two different perspectives.
Do you recommend I watch it still or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very anxiety inducing, like the entire time.
Yeah, especially which one did I watch? Especially the Netflix one because it's like, it's even though you know what happens, it's building to the moment when everything starts to when it falls apart, and so you're on this ride and you're like, this guy's gonna get caught, and you just see him delaying it and delaying it and delaying it until it. Happens.
Juvenile.
Yeah. And he's still out and operating.
No, he's in jail.
Oh, he's in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew he went on to create like a new credit card system. I didn't realize he got
caught for that. Yeah.
Juvenile didn't get anything. He didn't
Not
get
Juvenile. You're talking about Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Juvenile did go to jail.
He did. Didn't he get out though?
Ja Rule didn't get anything?
He's making hits again.
Nah.
Really? What, he just pleaded the fifth, essentially?
I don't know how he got out of it, but he's just like the face of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't do the calling and the scamming and all
Damn.
That shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He probably believed in it. He looked like an idiot, but he probably believed in it just as much as
the rest of the people did that showed up to the place.
Yeah, he thought the guy had money too.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to read that second news story, buddy?
Yeah, here comes the second news story.
Yeah, you want to read that second news story, buddy? Oh. And we're looking at you. Okay. I just want you to know
that. I would make eye contact, but I got to tear
the shit out of you.
Go ahead, read.
You see why it's hard to read?
Yeah.
See where I'm stuttering like Waterboy?
I hope you can feel us over here.
Good. Let's go.
Yeah. All
right, here's your headline. Spy store owner accused of filming customers in restroom. New York City store owner Robert Miller has been arrested for over 100 counts of evasive video recording after a visitor on well-known pornographic site XNXX discovered an eerily familiar bathroom location. The hidden camera-themed uploads featured hundreds of clips where women and men are seen using the restroom from multiple angles. The discovery was made by Mr. Oliveira, who stated, "Sometimes I like to browse all the various sections that the site has to offer. You never know what you might find that could spark something, and when it's late at night, why not?" He continued to remark, "I decided to watch a video that I thought could be amusing, and after about 30 seconds, I recognized the artwork on the wall." Oliveira eventually reported the site to the NYPD, where they pursued an investigation that led to the discovery of a two-way mirror, as well as cameras hidden in the bottom of a planter, also within a hole of a painting, and according to an officer, placed in the bottom of the toilet bowl of the store's restroom. XNXX has since removed. Nice.
That was
worthy of 23,000 people. XNXX has since removed the videos, and NYPD has started to notify the victims so that they may press charges. Robert Miller is currently facing up to 25 years in prison.
What's the name of the porn site?
XNXX.com. It just says XNXX.
Okay.
That's leading me to YouTube, bro.
XNXX?
XNXX, yeah.
XX, like XX, like the letters.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you want me to pull it up on the main screen?
Yeah, pull it.
This is going on YouTube.
One of my favorite sites, guys.
XNXX, and then you don't know if it's a .com?
XNXX? I would pull it up here, but I literally can't have.
Right.
I mean, I gotta blur the whole screen out, I guess. Or we just change the camera angle. Actually, can we just change the camera angle so that way I can pull it up on the main screen?
Yeah. He looks nervous.
Wait. Okay. Cool.
Oh wow. So we can pull up the. Oh damn. See if this is porn. How funny is this gonna be when ATC is going through their stuff? Like, who the fuck is looking at porn?
Just blame it on her.
It is real.
XNXX.com. It's the first thing if you type it.
Don't open it up. They get it.
Go back to what the thing.
They get it. See, I knew that was a real site, but I didn't want my family to know I knew that was a real site.
I didn't know. Okay, well, I have another question about this story.
Damn.
Okay. 100 counts of what?
Yeah.
Over.
Just read it again, please.
Okay.
We're watching you.
We want to know the motive.
Yeah.
Oh well, we know the motive. Yeah. It's a horny
dude.
Pervert.
If we ever like get interrogated at, like by after 100 episodes of this podcast, we're gonna be good in a real interrogation.
Yeah, I might just commit a crime just to see if I can get away with it.
Commit the crime and put it in one of the stories. It'd be one of the
stories.
All right, so I'll read it again. Spy store owner accused of filming customers in restaurants.
So he owns a spy store.
Spy store owner, yes, accused of.
You
filming.
You can get everything on Amazon now. Mm.
Mm. Who's going to
there's a spy store in Sherman Oaks. It's right by the In-N-Out off of the 101.
He could just claim, "Hey, I wanted to test if my products work." That's all he could have just claimed.
Yeah, he's making sure he's giving quality stuff.
Probably won't even get mad. That's all. Like, that's what I get.
I caught you shitting.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
People shit every day.
Yeah.
Okay, rereading it. All right, so New York City store owner Robert Miller has been arrested for over 100 counts of invasive video recording after a visitor on well-known pornographic site XNXX discovered an eerily familiar bathroom location. The hidden camera-themed uploads featured hundreds of clips where women and men are seen using the restroom from multiple angles. The discovery was made by Mr. Oliveira, who stated, Sometimes I like to browse all the various sections that the site has to offer. You never know what you might find that
go
could
back
spark
to that name.
Mr. Oliveira.
Mr. Oliveira, he's the one that discovered it on the site.
Yeah, the discovery was made by Mr. Oliveira, and then he stated.
Can you say it in the character of okay. Mr. Oliveira?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mr. Oliveira, who stated, sometimes I like to browse all the various sections that the site has to offer. You never know what you might find that could spark something. And when it's late at night,
spark something.
Why not?
That's so weird.
Spark something.
Yeah. You might spark something.
I'd like to take a stab at it.
Okay, go ahead. You can read it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I like to browse all various sections that the site has to offer. You never know what you might find could spark something when it's late at night. Why not? That's okay. A creepy guy right there.
And then he continued to remark, I decided to watch a video that I thought could be amusing. And after about 30 seconds, I recognized the artwork on the wall. Oliveira eventually reported the site to the NYPD, where they pursued an investigation that led to the discovery of a two-way mirror, as well as cameras hidden in the bottom of a planter within a hole of a painting, and according to an officer, placed in the bottom of the toilet bowl of the store's restroom. XNXX has since removed the videos, and NYPD has started to notify the victims so that they may press charges. Robert Miller is currently facing up to 25 years in prison.
He's got less than a fajita guy.
Well, he's got over 100 counts of like some weird
invasive video.
But only recording. Got how many years?
25 years.
He's facing.
And fajita dude
facing.
Got 50.
Facing.
Yeah.
Public facing. Sentence,
this
man.
Is Robert Miller.
Robert.
Versus, what's the name of the Latin dude?
Escamilla.
This is really wrong.
Damn.
This guy was looking at fajitas. Figuratively.
Yeah.
And the other guy was selling fajitas.
One was selling and one was filming fajitas.
Damn, dude.
And this guy was doing male and female fajitas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This country is,
this is fucked.
Fucked.
We're fucked.
But I know my...
Read the beginning of the first story again. I kind of lost track of it.
Pharmacist
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you please also say the line, what she stated in her character?
Yes, yeah. Like she
said. I'm going to leave the character work.
Oh, okay, I got it.
I'm going to leave the character work over here. All right, I'll give you the first paragraph, and then Vinny, you can read that final paragraph
okay.
from the
yeah,
quotes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is fun.
The California Pharmacy Board alleges that from November 2006 to September 2017, fake pharmacist Kim Thien Le filled nearly 750,000 prescriptions at 3 Walgreens in the region using the pharmacy license number of a person with a similar name. She also advised patients, administered vaccinations, and supervised other staff. And then take over the quote. So that,
oh, it's not yet. We skipped.
No, they just wanted the
oh,
beginning.
They want me to do the.
Yeah, I'm not going to read this thing 16 times.
Oh, okay.
It literally is a matter of life and death.
Wait, no. It's it's what she said.
Oh, down here, way at the bottom?
Yeah, me and my son.
Me and my son would be very grateful if you could just forget about this. I will pay whatever. Fine. Worst accent
it's
ever.
It's a really white-sounding Asian lady.
Yeah.
White dude sounding.
She grew up in San Francisco.
She could be third-generation Vietnamese.
Yeah, yeah, she's not. Because if I would have done an accent, then I look like a racist piece of shit.
Right in front of me.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you made your decision?
Now I'm more confused than ever.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Two news stories.
What was the second one?
We got the fake button here,
the spy,
too.
Spy story.
Hit it harder. The noise doesn't work.
They're both believable.
I mean, they are. They really are.
Like
all the news stories,
yeah,
I think.
They are.
Both those things have happened before.
Yep.
Yeah. All the news stories we try to get.
Yeah.
Robert Miller spying on fajitas is fake news.
Bang.
Okay. Damn.
That's the fake news sound. Yeah, what do you think?
Shit, man. So Shorty didn't get her license renewed, filling prescriptions, and then the perp. I'm going to go with the first one.
It's fake.
Fake news?
The first one is fake.
Wow, pharmacist?
Pharmacist, yeah.
We've been split.
Yeah,
we've been split. Here we go. So this could either tie it up or seal the fate is right. what we're looking at right. here.
I'm going to lose if we tie anyway.
No.
So, yeah, if we tie, I lose.
Well,
but if I go the opposite way and I'm right, at least we... I'm gonna lose.
We have tiebreakers.
I'm gonna lose if we're both right on this one. That's what I mean.
Got you.
But if I guess right and she's wrong,
damn.
That's the true one.
Fake Walgreens pharmacy. Well, it doesn't.
Wait. So the Walgreens one is fake.
This one's true.
The Walgreens one is true.
Oh, true. Shit.
Jake Walgreens, the pharmacist.
I would have lost anyway.
Damn.
If I guessed the same one as
her. It doesn't help that she knew the backstory to the whole Walgreens Corporation.
It doesn't help that she knows that fucking lady.
Yeah. I do.
And she filled that lady filled her prescription as a son.
I was a son. That was my mom.
You had prescriptions filled by her. You know her.
Ah, oh, damn. Show this. This is. I mean, both of these stories are insane.
You're sharp as shit.
Yeah.
What made you think that?
She knew about Walgreens.
And I don't know. Sketch I feel City. Like I feel like as I don't know, man. I think over a hundred counts is so weird. How do you have over 100 counts of some sort of crime and then only I don't know.
Well,
so to be fair,
here's the thing. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like I know a guy who knows a guy who was renting. So this guy is my friend's friend. And he said, my friend is in jail. And I said, for what? And he's renting out his apartment or something, or Airbnb, and he put cameras in the fucking place and was spying on the people he Airbnb'd. Ooh. And then he got like several years in prison for that shit.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
What happens if you just have cameras in your place?
But some of the people, you have cameras in there, and then some of the people are men, some of them are women, and some are children.
So then
he got for that. So that's why this story to me, the second one was believable. The first one was also believable.
Yeah.
But
so wait a second.
Because I know somebody that knew somebody.
That scares me because, like, I mean, I don't Airbnb in my place, but I wanted to get cameras in there just to have cameras.
You're allowed to. You just can't. You can't put it in the bathroom. Yeah, you can't put it in bathrooms.
Okay.
And you.
But even in the bedroom.
Yeah, bedrooms.
You're allowed. You're allowed.
What
in
if
bedrooms.
There's kids in there?
Yeah.
You just can't like upload it.
Yeah but what if you're a creep and you're watching it?
Yeah, you have to disclose it. I know that was one of the, because when I wrote the story, I was looking it up, and you have to disclose it. So if you do have it in like an uncommon area, which would be like a bedroom, then you have to basically like put up a privacy notice that says like, hey, you see like this is under CCTV. Like you basically have to do that if you have those cameras.
Who's gonna want to rent from you?
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like it's one of those things too. You tell somebody you guys are being watched. Now all of a sudden they want to commit a crime. Like they're like, oh, the bathroom doesn't have any cameras. Let's steal some shit out of here.
I never thought that.
Don't push the red button. Then they push it. Now they feel like, what the hell?
Wait, you want to play this? So button? You knew someone that did that?
No, I knew someone who knew someone that did that. And they told me the story.
How many years in prison did they get for?
I think like 6 or 7 years or something like that.
Damn. Yeah, I was about to question your friend circle.
Yeah,
no, that was an immediate friend of yours.
They were just talking about their friend and they said, he's in jail. And like, why is he in jail? And they told me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's crazy, man.
Here's your fake pharmacy story.
Good morning, Memphis. We bring you the
real pharmacy story.
Sorry.
Take you live to breaking news happening right now and uncover new details so you know what will happen next.
Fox 13's Good Morning Memphis team.
I'm playing an ad right now. Apparently,
sure, just download the video.
There you go.
1 million prescriptions.
Wrap it up. Nearly. Oh, we're not going to actually get the news report.
Boo, 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 boo.
We're just getting 45 just seconds. Nearly, that's a pretty big rounding up.
Man.
750 to 1 million.
Wow. So, note to myself not to go to Walgreens for prescriptions?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, she went to 3 different Walgreens using 2 different people's names.
Wow.
Why didn't she just renew?
Yeah, lazy.
Like, how are you working that
hard?
That's
like a real estate guy just not getting his license and selling a shitload of houses.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make sense. Like, you have the work ethic to go and fulfill that many.
Well, we got two gifts here. We got the winner gift and the loser gift. But either way, we're going to give you both some money.
You don't have to say loser like that, bro. Jesus. Rude.
How long have we been in here for?
We got to get going. So we'll
close
out. We've
been in here for an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how fun it was.
Well, we made you reread the stories like 10 times each.
Yeah. Got it.
We
taught
you. Pull
out the basket. See what they both get.
Yeah.
Olivia.
Well, one gets. So Olivia gets a fire stick.
Oh my God,
get the fuck out of here.
And then,
man, that's amazing.
Ian over here, you get some sticky notes and Flash 5. Do we even use flash drives anymore? Is that a thing that anyone uses
probably
anymore?
Probably not. No,
everybody uses those.
These could be really helpful if you want to exchange. Like, if you
paper, scissors, rocks.
These are.
They're colorful.
But that's like unrecyclable. It's not good for the environment.
Let's go.
That's why
she's making you feel guilty.
These are becoming rare.
I'm gonna propose something. Do you still have the Google link open, of our thing?
Which one? No.
Our news stories. I texted it to you, right?
I don't have it open. Why?
Wait. We're gonna do this.
What? Are you gonna let me debunk a bunch?
No. I'm gonna propose a double or nothing to you guys. Let's see if you guys want to do the double or nothing first. We're each giving you gas money.
Of course, I want to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. So we're each giving you gas money.
I love money.
So I say we pull up a headline, and you guys choose which one's real or fake. And if you get it right, you get his gas money.
No, I don't want to take his gas money.
Or if he gets it right, you keep your gas money, but you guys have to switch gifts.
Okay.
I'm down for it either way.
I'm down.
I got nothing to lose.
Well, you $40. I mean, that's...
How much is a fire stick?
$40.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. I'll do it anyway.
All right.
Let's do it for the podcast.
I want the fire stick.
All right. Well, then you don't have to.
I want to do it.
You have the control. Wait.
No, let's do it.
Wait. Well, let's do it for. You could do it just for my gas money. Yeah. But you are doing it for my gas money.
But and I'm
doing
it. For my fire.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But so
let's do it. Gas money.
We could just do it for the gas money.
Gas money.
Yeah. Just $40 each.
This is a $40 bet right now.
Because if I win, I could just use her money and buy me a fire stick. Yeah.
And you have $40.
Well, I mean, if you don't do it, you also just get $40 anyway, which you could buy.
But then you can also make it.
You would not be a good economist.
This is America. You got to be greedy and fail in public.
Like Kim Danley.
Yeah.
Kim Danley.
Give it to him, man.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna pull up our thing. I know we gotta get out of here. Let me pull up these headlines that we have at the bottom. This is a $40.
$40 bet. I like the stakes are
high. Which one do you want to read? Or which one do you want me to read? One or two?
Do two.
Two? Okay. All right. Cool. Here we go. All right. Okay. This is the headline.
Mm-hmm. And we have to guess if it's fake or real.
Yeah. If we agree on the same thing.
No story, just a headline.
Fake or real, but in order to make it a tiebreaker, it'll be fastest one.
Okay.
So it's just fastest one to submit their answer. Okay. So that way, if you guys give the same answer, it's whoever's the fastest one.
Okay.
Oh, it's technically not the button because you could say real or fake.
Okay.
All right. So fastest one to get it right. Okay, here we go.
What do you mean? You should shout?
You should just do the button, though.
Do the button.
Press it.
Okay, just the button.
Then she gets the answer, or I get the answer like Jeopardy.
Okay, here we go.
Game show. All right,
so this is just a headline. That's it. And then just buzz in real or fake. Mm-hmm. Woman arrested in AMC theaters after sneaking in candy via body crevices.
Fake.
Do you want to discuss anyway?
Fake.
Damn.
What is it?
It's fake.
Oh, man. But you both keep your money.
No. She just won his $40.
I won.
Well, they both said fake. Oh, she hit it first.
She was fastest.
Oh, damn.
I was going to hit the button when you said woman.
Well, I don't want the gas money, so you get to keep it.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Nice.
Good sport.
You sure?
That's a good sport. That's
and
a good
she
sport.
Went 3-0.
Hey.
Olivia's our reigning champion right now.
You guys, thank you for so much for doing our podcast, man. This is amazing. Why don't you tell everybody where we could check you out at?
Go to IanEdwardsComedian.com, and I have all my road dates there. Click on shows and follow me on Instagram at IanEdwardsComic.
You got to check him out. Make sure to follow him.
You can find me at a lot of places. Sometimes I'll be at your local Subway.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they find you on the internet?
Yeah. Oh. At Olivia, S-U-I. My last name is Sway. And you can find me on Instagram. Yeah. I was going to say Yahoo.
They could just find you.
And Twitter and like stuff. Like just look me up.
Find her working at a pharmacy.
Just look up Sway winning shit. She's going to be somewhere winning shit.
Dude, I'm going to be on Jeopardy winning stuff.
Damn.
She's going to be home watching TV on a fire stick right now. I'm winning. Thank you guys.
Well, guys, come do the podcast. She'd be like, nope, I'm at home.
Wait, can you ask me to come back? Because I haven't lost yet.
No, well, maybe when we have a tournament of champions.
Yeah, when we have a tournament of champions.
Like maybe Jeopardy. We can even throw in a
bowl. Sorry,
you're the fake news champ right now.
We'll do like a huge vlog for that. Like a big thing.
I mean, right now, your perfect score right now. You're 3-0 across the board.
All right, we got to close out. Hey, guys, just to let you know, we are taking fan submissions for news stories, real and fake. So if you want to be a part of this show, you could submit a news story that you think is fake, that you know is real, or make up your own fake one. Mm. Also, if you just want to submit some headlines, we're going to try and use some of the fan submissions.
Just DM them to @realnewswemadeup on Instagram. That's that's where we'll go through everything.
Hell yeah. And follow us both on Instagram and all the other stuff, Twitter. I'm Vinny Fastline, VinnyFastline.
Yeah, and we'll have a new podcast every single Monday morning.
Every single week.
Woo!
Woo! Oh. Thanks for doing it, guys.
Thank you.
We love you. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Please.